When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Mary, did you know
Ooh.
That your baby Ooh. Boy...
I hate you because you got that song in my head.
Ooh.
I don't like that song.
Y'all.
But he played me the David Archuleta version.
Oh, y'all, I just bought that ticket. Well, maybe we should tell them. I mean, we just had a great idea. We don't know if this is going to crash or burn.
I'm afraid to say it because it could be bad.
It could be bad, but y'all... It's an hour and a half to San Bernardino, and we came up with the idea.
Who wants to go there?
Who wants to go there? We're going there on Saturday, and we realized it's the Lalu finale, and I said, what if we film the show in the car? And then Poodle came up with a title.
And, like, you know how Bob Hope would do the road movies? So this is Lalu finale, Road to San Bernardino.
Not, we're like Bob not, Hope and Bing Crosby.
Not Morocco.
Not Morocco.
Not
Road to,
San Bernardino.
This could fail miserably and we'll have to record the episode for real. But hopefully we're going to see what it happens.
You're going
to
hear our, we're going to stop at Sonic.
We're going to stop at Sonic.
Get a Sonic order.
We are. We're going to be just like those Sonic commercials.
You'll hear half of my order. I won't allow anyone to know
you'll just hear,
what
he'll
I really
be like,
get.
Yeah, I want to get a tater tots and then...
I'll have that and a cup of ice.
A cup of ice.
That's all I'm eating.
Anyway, that's going to be for Love After Lockup is on the...
The finale.
Is on the $8
yes.
tier of the...
We just came up with it. We just thought...
Yeah.
This is Toe!
But this is
Toe. This is the Toe Tell All Part 2!
Y'all, real quick, we talked about this in the last
Tota.
Episode. Tota!
Tota!
We are on Wednesday, so you're listening to this episode on Tuesday. So tomorrow... We're
tomorrow.
Gonna our pre-sale for more show tickets are gonna. We have Los Angeles
yeah,
in February.
Listen to we gave more days,
but we have LA, Portland, Seattle, Philadelphia, Nashville, and we're waiting to confirm Boston,
DC, and Washington DC, and Atlanta.
And Atlanta.
Why did I say Atlanta? It's Atlanta.
Yeah, it's Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Y'all, that is. That's near. That's the closest to where I. Come from.
Yes.
So I'm going to have some people coming in.
Oh, maybe your brother and sister-in-law will come.
I'm going to invite them.
How far are y'all from Atlanta?
About hour and a half.
Really? You're yeah. that close to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Maybe Mother Poodle will come.
No. She might come in via satellite.
What's so funny is if your brother comes to our live show, everyone's going to know it's your brother because y'all look just fucking alike.
Yeah, he may have to wear a disguise. He will not be comfortable. My sister-in-law will not be happy about all the women talking to him.
Y'all, because he looks like Poodle, but he's hot. It's weird. Because you're just bleh, bleh.
Yeah, same to you.
Nothing attractive at all. Anyway, so we're excited. Go to y'all the best way, our Linktree link. That's on our
Insta.
It's on our Instagram. We have it in Reality the show notes.
Reality Guys podcast on Instagram.
On Instagram, yes, yes. But go to the Linktree link.
I just had a seizure.
We're working on other places now, Texas, and so maybe Phoenix.
Texas,
so
we're thinking we are planning on doing Ohio this year for the Apology Tour.
Not this year, but 2022.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
sorry.
So anyway, any other announcements? We talked about our bacteria.
Holiday special.
Oh, the holiday special. Yes.
We got all kinds of holiday shit.
That's true. What holiday special?
Oh, the YouTube Live.
YouTube Live, yes.
you just went, yeah, oh, yeah, the holiday special. And you just went, this, you just like, what is this bitch talking about?
I was trying to listen after last episode.
What is this bitch talking about? I don't remember. Oh, the holiday special. Oh.
I do that with events. Of course. Poodle does that with past dates.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did meet?
Have you ever opened the door and that's when you realize you knew them and you?
Yes.
You mean you literally open the door and go, "Oh wait, you were inside me."
Or worse, when someone hits you up with a grinder pick that they've changed, and you look at it like, "Oh no!"
Oh, and then you look at the messages.
Yeah.
Have you now? When you recognize it, did they remember you? Or did they forget you too?
No, they remember me. I think they usually remember me.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't forget me. Let's just say that.
Is that what that Carrie Underwood song meant? Don't forget to remember
you
me.
You don't forget the floor show, okay? Okay. Don't forget the somersault twist.
Y'all, we're overstimulated. We've been listening to David Archuleta's Christmas album. It's so good.
All those albums are good. If P doesn't sing Oh Holy Night, I swear to God.
We're sitting close. I'm afraid you'll yell at him.
I might. Maybe you know the orchestra can play it.
Maybe we can get backstage passes and see him in San Bernardino and be those creepy old gay men that covets like new young gays.
Yeah,
no, he just came out.
He just came out.
Good for him.
You sound like Jenny when that you said
boy,
that.
Why? Came out as why? Likes a cock. So do I. I'm a chicken.
So, also, are bi curious for the month?
Speaking of November.
That's November.
yes, of November.
Is you guys voted, and it is Addicted to Marriage.
Wait, is this November or December?
November, because we're doing it. We just finished November.
Oh, yeah.
Do you smell garlic?
Yes.
Someone's cooking garlic. No one cares.
I thought it was December. I guess not.
No, because the December one we'll do in a minute.
I was hoping we'd forget it. We're busy.
And also, y'all, Love in Paradise is dropping on this free feed now. We did it on our Patreon. It's now airing on TLC. So that's the thing about all of our TLC things. We did that with Single Life, too, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
We forgot we're going to do that.
What? We are do we?
Did we air? Did we drop when the Single Life aired?
I think we originally did the Single Life on the free feed.
We like did. You're right.
One. Yeah, we did it on the free feed.
But from now on, you guys, whenever something airs on Discovery Plus and we do it for Patreon, that is 90-day related.
Yes.
Because
we thought the first season of Single Life, we thought it was going to be like 4 or 5 episodes, and then it ended up being like a whole like 10 seasons.
That was awful.
And we were like, we need it. We don't have time to do this on the free feed. But we didn't say the holiday show, y'all. The holiday show is people at the $15 tier of Patreon, because it's a video thing. We do a YouTube Live.
Month,
but we're combining them because we forgot to do November, so we're doing an hour long with holiday specials, and we will have just come back from David Archuleta. So we're going to be Christmas-infused. And holiday, we might sing some Kwanzaa songs or some Hanukkah tunes. I don't know any Kwanzaa
Hanukkah's
songs.
Over by then. Yeah, I know some Kwanzaa songs.
You do?
No.
Oh.
I think I did some for Joyous Kwanzaa, Kwanzaa.
That's pretty.
Kwanzaa. I just made it up.
Oh, that's because they didn't sound.
I could punk you.
The melody didn't sound very African. And I was like, boy, that, why does this sound like a polka or something?
Kwanzaa.
We need to start.
There was this one song I remember playing for a school concert. It's like, yellow! The kids would scream out the colors of Kwanzaa.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, you weren't there.
We weren't there. So, y'all, who are we starting with? Are we... Who was first?
Boy, where have you been? Kenny and Armando.
Kenny and Armando. Oh,
before I start...
It was Benny and Ari, yeah.
No, Kenny and Armando was first.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was so short. It was so short.
I need to talk about Annie Live. Get ready. We're going to take 5 minutes. Some of you have watched Annie Live.
And y'all have wanted to know. Y'all wanted to know.
And I got a lot of Instagram messages asking me what. I got 3 messages.
Oh, that's a lot for us.
No, I got like 10. Okay. Asking me what I thought about Annie Live. Couple of things.
We're recording. Welcome to Intimate Portrait. You're sitting right here on Poodle Scout.
You're gonna hear me talk about do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Gunk.
Like dialing on a phone. Beep, 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 beep.
Sorry. So,
Star 69.
Remember when you could find that out?
Yes!
And it was a joy.
That was a wonderful thing.
Remember when you bought, y'all, this is for some of you young, and we actually had to buy another service that plugged into our phone that was caller ID. Do you remember when you had it?
My parents still have it. Call from 8567. Call from Anthony Jake.
They do.
Call from.
They do.
Call from James. Call from. Anthony.
All right, let's hear it.
Annie Live just premiered on
NBC.
Was it Friday?
Yeah, it was NBC's newest live, or is it ABC? It was NBC.
NBC.
Yeah.
So it was Annie, classic musical. Tomorrow, that everybody knows.
Who else did they write? That the people that wrote
Charles Strauss. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
That show like from the '80s?
No, that's a failed musical.
But no, it's a but it was failed. Yeah, I remember.
It wasn't in the 80s. It was in the 70s. Mm. Or no, maybe the 60s even. Charles Strauss wrote a lot of stuff. I'm just blanking right now.
Okay.
But Annie is the big one.
Obviously, nothing else well known.
Nothing else extremely well known.
Okay.
Yeah. excuse me. He wrote Applause, the musical version of All About Eve.
I don't know that show at
all. Also not well. That was Alive. My coma comeback song.
Oh, that's not a good rape musical.
How dare you?
That song's
it's not good. It's not
great.
Good.
Yeah, but
no, you're right. Out. No, you're right. so just a little bit spitballing.
He was gay, right?
No. I don't think
so. You tell me a straight man wrote a musical about All About Eve.
I think so.
There's the problem.
I think so.
All right. Continue. It's a hard knock life.
The girl who played Annie, fantastic.
Yeah,
she
sang
the
well.
Most real. She sang well.
How'd she act?
She oversung it. No, the acting was great.
Oh, good.
She oversung the whole thing.
Mm. Which a lot of girls that do Annie do.
Which would have been great if it wasn't for TV.
TV.
You felt like you were kind of being screamed at.
Mm.
I will say. The one thing I will give this girl, Celine, I can't remember her last name. They had that fucking dog on set, and they had a real
dog.
Audience. Yeah, they had a real dog, and she had to handle the dog, Sandy, while she was singing the rest of the thing. And the dog was like, "Look," because there's a live audience. And y'all, here's the thing with an animal on stage, the dog's going to do, even though it's been trained, the dog's going to do whatever the fuck it wants to do, especially with an audience.
This really bothered you, didn't
well,
it?
Well, no, I was like, good for you, little girl.
Boy, have y'all seen me try to handle a poodle during a live show?
I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do, too.
It's very problematic.
And I'm not even trained.
You're not.
No, you will not train me.
Pissed in the corner of the stage on a live show.
I don't fear a newspaper either.
Only the water bottle works on him, and it's vodka. He just goes, oh.
So, the big casting, you guys, Daddy Warbucks was Harry Connick Jr. Kind of creeped me out with that bald thing.
He looked
the whole
weird
time.
With the bald yeah, thing. I almost wish he had hair.
I liked him. When he sang Something Was Missing, which is an often cut song sometimes, when he sings to Annie, he played it at the piano. And it was really intimate. I cried my eyes out.
Oh, I heard that.
It's a beautiful. Nicole Scherzinger, who I love, was Grace. His
y'all, son. Lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls. She's the Anne Reinking role.
Yes. She
the
was.
Let's go to the movie.
That's only in the movie.
Oh, it is.
That's written for the movie.
It'd be kind of hard to do on stage.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
But they did NYC, and it was unreal in that. She sang the shit out of... I think I'm going to like it here, or I think you're going to like it here. Sang the shit out of it.
Can she dance?
Yeah, she really did well. She had another song called We Got Annie that was newly written that didn't go over as well, where she's like, we got Annie, we got Annie. And it felt like this weird strip song.
I think that was in a TV version that they
did.
Oh,
is it?
I've heard that before.
It was bad.
I feel like that they did that in the... Victor Garber version.
Oh, it's not in the. It is not in the original score
because Annie was a movie before it was a musical, right?
No,
it was
stage
a musical.
Musical.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Mm-hmm. Don't say things you don't.
I'm
know.
I'm asking.
So
why don't you educate?
So then the let we'll talk about Miss Hannigan a little bit later. Rooster and Lily St. Regis. Filling in for Jane Krakowski was Megan Hilty, who was a delight.
I'm sure.
Titus Burgess was Brewster. It was good, but I don't think he knew what to do with it.
Was he just Titus Burgess?
Yeah, but that role is smarmy, and it's just not who he is. I mean, Titus Burgess is a kook, and he's just playing a kook the whole time.
He's great on like the Netflix show. Billy, the Netflix show that was popular.
Kimmy Schmidt.
I don't know why.
Billy? Don't talk, honey. Don't just nod your head when I'm talking about this. And you're waylaying me and you're making this longer.
No, I'm just trying to contribute.
So let's talk about Taraji P. Henson as Mrs. Hannigan. Miss Hannigan, sorry.
That I did see. And honestly, that's why I turned it off.
I'm a fan. Of hers.
I love her.
I loved her in Empire. Mm-hmm. And she actually could sing. She actually sang pretty
she
well.
She can sing. She was on... she was just on something else where she sang, and I was surprised how well she sang.
Here's the thing, you guys. Trust the script you're working with. Trust the lines you're saying. Trust that they're going to be funny. She stepped over almost every line. I know every line of that script. I think there were ad-libs, too, because I was like, because I don't think, there were new, I looked at IMDb, there were new, there was nothing newly written.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going back saying, is there additional material? Nope, Thomas Meehan is the book writer, and he's dead.
Okay.
So, I believe he is. If he's not, he is very old. Very, very old. So, I think she was ad-libbing. And I think she was thinking that she had to be funny. It was screaming. She did
That's
not,
what I said. It was
she
screaming
did not
the whole
really
time.
Pronounce. She wasn't really saying the words well. And like she was stepping on people's lines. And she was had there was no direction at all. I don't think she was directed. Now, that happens a lot of times when you got the star.
Mm-hmm.
When she was the star cast.
Let them do whatever they want, thinking it'll be great.
This was terrible.
Everybody needs a director. Yeah. Whether you're
because you saw a little bit of this, right? And
this
you
is
were
where,
like,
I saw this in Hard Knock Life, and I was very impressed with the children's court.
Hard Knock Life was great. They did a step little move.
They did great, but it was just
they were great.
And granted, comparing that to like, I can't help but compare it to Carol Burnett, but it was just like when. Carol Burnett does Miss Hannigan. It's just, and even Kathy Bates, I think, did it for, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
You felt they were horrible people, but you also
You understood them.
You felt they were just so sad. Didn't make you like them, but they were sad. Because at the end of the movie, Miss Hannigan kind of, she's the one that doesn't want to kill Annie. And that makes sense. Whereas this, it was just screaming. It was all just screaming and mean. And it didn't.
It wasn't even that. And it was kind of funny. And then it was, I would just say, that was the biggest disappointment for me. I will tell you one thing. The script for Annie is funny.
Yeah.
And when you don't trust it, that's what happens.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. And that was the big disappointment. Everything else sounded great.
Really? You didn't have hardly any comments about the singing, so that's great to hear. How is Easy Street?
It's okay.
That's my favorite number of the show.
It's okay. It's just, I've done the show twice, and I've watched the script work, and so I think I was going to be extremely critical because...
Oh, it's my favorite. It's so good. It's the way you write Schmarmy, the way Rooster does it is like, and was great. Was Little Girls not good?
You know, their singing was good. It was a little, it's really hard to get kids not to go, I mean, blah, 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 and start doing it. That was a little bit of that. The girl who was Molly was the best one of all of them. Everyone else was a little bit like, then there was that section of Hooverville where all of a sudden we were in a Brecht play and it was so serious, like, we'd like to thank you, Herbert Hoover. That is a comedy moment that makes us laugh because we're seeing abject homelessness and poverty. And if you, oh, that's my alarm. It's my alarm to do a cameo.
Jesus.
So that's, the script is funny, and Annie has a lot of comedy in it. There wasn't a lot of comedy in when I saw. That was what was unfortunate. Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ba-da-bum-ba-da-bum.
That was your Annie 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Six minutes. I could have gotten through if it wasn't about Billy Gilman or some shit. Kenny and Armando.
Getting in Armando. I just want to say, Hannah's new haircut is so fucking cute.
Icon.
She is an icon. She's going to be.
Showed up in the picture and was like.
And then did you see when she up? She even like kissed, not like a kid, normally goes. Mwah, mwah. She did it like a model, like. Mwah.
Didn't want to mess up her lipstick.
She didn't.
She is an icon.
I agree. Her and Cooper could start their own fashion line. I'd watch Coop.
So
Kenny's in LA, or he's in wherever that, New York, because y'all, he about to have a second grandbaby because Cassie's
about to pop.
She's about, even Sean Robinson was like, whoa, you pregnant, girl.
That's a close camera on that.
But I will say this, you can tell that all those daughters have a gay father because they all looked gorgeous. I thought their makeup, I love the curly hair.
It is really hard for me to say good things about them.
I know, but they looked beautiful.
Yeah.
They looked beautiful.
Kenny was like, I want to be with them, but I know I have a new family that I'm trying to blend together. And we get Kenny crying, of course.
Yes.
And Armando says, I'm concerned that spending this time with them will make him want to leave. And Kenny's like, I know, but I keep remembering him, and everyone knows, and I know this, he's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And if I was those kids, I would be like, is there a way I can think about not myself for a minute?
They were, you know, this segment I feel like was very short and also was the least compelling because they kind of ended it flat and it felt like I think the kids realized that they didn't sound great. So they did not. So they were backtracking a little bit.
Especially Taylor.
Y'all, Kenny, Armando's mom and sister were there too. Mm-hmm. They look great. And so they talk about him going and what that's going to be. But then they talk about the conversation about kids.
Right. So they are, they show the clip of Armando talking to Kenny about wanting to have a baby of his own through in vitro. And Kenny's like, wow, you know, that's a lot. But the mom and the daughter, like, that's the first time we've seen that.
Yeah. Debbie and Virginia said that's the first time they've seen it. And
the mom's like, yes, I would love for them to have a baby.
Yes. And Virginia's would love for them not to adopt. Yeah. And then Armando explains that in Mexico, that's not really seen as a thing to adopt. You have a child of your own blood.
Yeah.
My own father said that to me.
And y'all,
Matthew, don't fetch a baby. It's got to be blood to carry on the name.
Don't fetch a baby.
That's what my dad said.
Okay, here we go.
As he said, don't fetch it, but get with the woman and imagine it's Burt Reynolds' son.
Now, see, for me, I would not care about any of that.
I don't care about that either. But that they're.
I also don't want children. So, yeah. So
not even to suck their life essence and stay younger longer.
No, but then I would definitely need to adopt. I need to choose that child very carefully.
Yeah, that's true. So yes. I'm with it too, because really, y'all, at the end of the day, we have to remember what Kenny and Armando do in their relationship is no one else's.
Louder!
No
louder.
One else's fucking business.
Yeah!
Not now, anyone else's business.
Now, that's when Taylor pipes up and says, well, we feel different, and honestly, them having a baby makes me feel weird.
And I was like, why does that make you? That's they did not
all those like test tubes and like
they
weird
did not give
stuff.
A good reason for this. They did not get a good reason of why they wanted.
I don't like the thought of it. You know
I
why?
Don't.
You
I'm
know
getting why? A blanket. I'm chilled.
It's right there. You know why they don't like the thought of it, y'all?
Because
I'll tell you, two words, moolah.
Yeah, in one word, inheritance.
Inheritance,
because. You know,
I'm telling you, these kids...
They don't have a good reason
We're never
for it.
Getting Kenny on the show anymore, me going off
well,
of his
children.
Well,
if we do, we're going to put Kenny in a chair and say, do what you want with your life.
Yeah.
You don't have to... You guys, if you're a parent, I'm going to tell you this, and it's...
You look so old right now.
Well, it's freezing in here.
No, it's not. I've got shorts on.
Well, you were talking about Annie, and it got you worked up and hot-tempered. So,
it did get me worked up.
But I will say, y'all... It is not your job to take care of your kids forever. Do you need to be a parent to your kid and support them? Yes, but do you need to be financially and emotionally taking like yep. actual day-by-day care of your child?
Even more,
no,
it's not
they've grown.
It's not your job as a child to moralize to your parents about what isn't great, what you don't like.
I think maybe we have a difference because we were worried about our parents moralizing our life choice, not choices, but our soul. Yeah. And we didn't. So we're lucky in that. So I feel like, why would I ever do that to my parents?
Did you, when I think it was Taylor, we're just kind of opposed to them having a baby.
And they're like,
even the way she said
yeah,
it.
She's like, why do they need to start over? Like,
baby.
What if they just get like an older kid? And I went, what do you want them to get,
you know,
a fucking 17-year-old kid?
Some kid who was like thrown away. You know,
but like if they get
but from a good orphanage,
but if they get a 5-year-old or have a baby, it's the same
not
thing.
Like any of those kids who were AIDS-y. We don't want
yeah.
any of them.
And is that a thing? Like, it just
they'd have a problem with that too. They're gonna have a problem with any
well
anybody.
They worry about it, but it's just
here's the thing,
there's no reason for it.
They said I and then
well what well, Taylor said we're worried you will be consumed with a new baby.
And here's the thing. Yes, that they can be concerned. I think what they're not saying, and this would be much better if they said it, but they're afraid to do it because Kenny would react unkindly. We're afraid Armando is pushing you into this.
Yeah.
That's
and that, honestly,
that would have been a concern.
That would be legitimate. That's what we worried about when this first happened. Like,
yeah.
Does Kenny really want to do this?
But they're objecting to the process of having a baby. It makes them sound worse than they actually are.
The son came out.
I loved this.
But he said, you know.
It's like, it's not about us. It's about what they want.
So he said, I'm happy and I'm all for it. So I guess he disagrees.
Yeah.
It really seems like the two younger ones, Taylor and not Cassidy, but. Madison.
That's, you know, I think that's actually what it is.
I think those two are the ones that seem to be really upset by it.
Yep. That's all I have.
That's all they have, y'all. That's it.
Should we take a break?
We should, because that Annie thing took forever. So we're
never.
Gonna...
I will never. You told a story about Bill George once that was 15 minutes long.
He was bullying me, and my mother had to put him in his place.
I swear to God, y'all.
Y'all, we're going to be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
We're back.
We're back.
I gotta say one thing. In the words of Gomer Pyle,
yeah.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Beanie's in the U.S.
Beanie's in the U.S.
Who saw that coming? Who saw that coming?
Again, we don't want to be right, but we called this like the third episode of their first season.
She did her little, as her sister says, you did your little thing in Ethiopia. You had your baby.
Also, you said this, and I agreed with you, but you're the one who did it. You called it, too. Victor's in the U.S.
Yep. Yep.
And because she was like, it's just so hard to do things in
100%. I knew that as soon as they were talking, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, but yes, Ari
and also
and
when Ellie kind of looked around and probably didn't see it and went, oh. The look in her eye, they went, get me back to fucking Seattle. Get me back to my pizza place.
Can I get a mojito here still?
What craft beers do you have?
Is there going to be no pina coladas?
No, they'll have pina coladas.
All right.
They just won't have a good pale ale for her.
So let's talk about Benny and Ari. So y'all, Sean, they come in. Sean says, how's the relationship now? And Benny said, oh, it was good. And then y'all, they call out Leandro. And I went,
you said it right.
Well, she said his name, but I went, I forgot about him.
There has been so much.
So much has happened to them in this season. I totally forgot of him. But before they called him out, I felt like this was a miss. They actually said this at the very top of the show, and we skipped over it. Before they got to their section, they said, what are you doing? And she said that they got the K-1 visa. But then they said, and I was like, did they film this? She had a change of heart and actually went with him.
Yeah.
And I went, what a shitty thing to not edit for her and make her look like such
they
a
made
fucking
her,
asshole.
They made her look really terrible.
Really terrible when she was like, good for her. She sucked it up.
Thank you for bringing that up. I wrote it down, but we skipped over it.
That's a really shit. And not that I wanted to like.
Honestly, I want to say this.
Ari, but.
She came off really good on this tell-all.
Yep, she did.
And I've got to tell you,
I think
his
better than
sisters
anybody.
Did not.
They did not come off well.
And I'm still confused about a lot of things.
Now,
here.
Do I think that Ari could be lying to herself and she's just telling herself as and she believes it to be truth?
Yeah. But I'm saying, yeah. Now, we did not lie about her wanting to leave Ethiopia. Her plan to get out of Ethiopia had several steps to it.
Yes.
And first, the first step was to go to Kenya to separate Beanie from his family and friends.
So he wouldn't hear them in his ear.
He'd be much more amenable to going to the U.S. Yep. without his friends sisters.
That's the real reason why I went there. Not because she was ashamed.
No, absolutely
and
not.
And honestly, I bet you that's what, if my husband said or fiance said, hey, I'm going to go back to Ethiopia. You bet your ass I'm with them there the whole time. I'm going with them to see every friend.
Yep.
So that way nobody says anything in his ear without me there.
There's a reason. We just didn't know it. I'm certain there's a reason. My other thing when I was watching this is I guarantee you, she said, we go to the U.S., we get lots of people who can watch the baby. We get free childcare for my parents.
Yeah. And the thing
we get this,
I feel like there was a missed thing that they didn't talk about. Has he seen his other child? Because that has become a plot point of this show.
I agree.
This needs to
that. I have a feeling they're probably not allowed to talk about it.
I bet you that they're going to be again on Happily Ever, and that's going to be
they're not on Happily Ever. They're going to be on 90 Day Fiance.
They're not married yet. Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. They're not.
They're gonna. Before the 90 days will air in, I'm sure they're filming.
Because
Angela was at Beanie's MMA fight.
Wait, they're not married yet. I thought
they're not married yet. Nope.
They just got engaged.
They're calling fiancés.
So they have 90 days for him to do this?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, they are going to be on 90 Day Fiancé. Yep.
As soon as B90. Five, the season is over. A new 90 Day Fiancé season will start, and I guarantee you they'll be on it. Probably Amber and Daniel too.
That's what I think. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope.
Yeah,
I hope. I like them.
And
I just want to see him shirtless.
What sauce do I like, Daniel?
God, I want to see him shirtless. He is hot.
He is hot.
He is hot.
I hope Kay and Mark are on it, but I doubt it.
They're not on it.
I think he's going to go back and forth.
Yeah.
This is from Love and Paradise.
They're not ever going to be on this show again because
she didn't like it.
They are the Kyle and Noon. They're just too normal.
I love them.
They're not going to be.
They made me believe in love.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I can tear up thinking about them.
So, anyway, so yes, they're over there now. Things are good. But so, y'all, Leander, he comes out. And so.
I must say, he looks so much better without his glasses.
He does.
I'd still be hitting it.
He's way more your type than mine.
That nerdy kind of
like he
look.
Y'all, he didn't even iron his shirt.
Ooh, and he had terrible shoes on. You just couldn't see him.
He's
from the thing.
Such a like an academic nerd.
I love him. They can fuck too. I'll give him that. I promise you, the academics can fuck. I was one. That's how I know.
Yeah, but you're not really an academic type. I mean, I know you are because you went to school and have like 4 degrees.
Yeah, I've it didn't
depart
my life.
You were like the wild child.
I was the fun one.
You were like the fun rebel where everybody mm-hmm. else was like super. Like people were just talking about like something Chaucer wrote to music. And then you said, does anybody want to do coke?
That's accurate.
That's accurate. And then next thing you know, they're all high and blasted.
Remember, can we talk about the new Thomas Taylor sextet,
yes.
please?
Can you do some ecstasy off my dick?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
And the next thing you know, they're all blasted, and they missed their TA class they have to teach, and you went home. I just described your college experience.
Pretty much. So, and I wrote down, this is so cringe watching Leandro with them again. And
yes.
And Sean said, she wrote something, she goes, so Leandro, was it strange when Ari called you and told you that she was pregnant with another man's baby?
And I went, what?
That happened.
Y'all.
Then, and that was her husband. And then.
She was married to him at the time and called him.
We were like kind of like distant. And y'all, she's like, well, I was really calling him to ask for advice, but I knew I didn't want to hurt you.
Again,
no boundaries
so
with this one.
So it was
one.
Really hard. I didn't want to hurt him, but I needed him to console me.
And it's all about her.
And I went, good God, you're horrible.
Everyone in Ari's life is like this for her.
This is why she did come out looking better.
She looked much better
but
than on previous tell-alls.
I will say, I do think I watch her. I feel like, I mean, Benny agreed to it, but I feel like she's just so controlling of him.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like he's just like a little prisoner to her, like in that house. And now that he's with her family.
Yeah.
Y'all, cut to. I mean, he's already learning welding. He's not going to dance anymore. He's not going to have an artistic.
I want him to learn a trade.
Not that, honestly, he was that crazy talented. I mean, Soulja Boy's a way better rapper.
He did play the butt bongos.
He did
and
play
piano.
The butt
boom. Doom.
Soulja Boy's gonna be on before. We're gonna see him next week
with BGL 2.0.
Yeah.
This is not a music video shoot.
I'm saving my voice.
So anyway, Leandro says Benjamin's talking about the Leandro and Ari talking Spanish all the time. He doesn't understand it, and Victor's like, "You need to learn Spanish."
Yeah, he says, "I learned some Spanish, man."
And then Leandro says, "But listen, Beanie, if I was a girl, would that bother you?" I know. I initially went there too, but I'm just a boy.
If you've never seen Beyonce sing that live at a thing.
That's one of my favorite Beyonce songs.
That's what song, what made me, I watched her sing it live, I think like on Ellen, and then that's when I was like, not
that
all the single
I,
ladies.
That when I heard Love on Top, and I was like, okay, you can sing.
I love.
You can sing the fucking
I
world.
Love Love on Top. That's a, but I thought Beyonce was like, oh, she's just like a pop star. But when I saw that, her sing that, I went, she's a motherfucking artist.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think anybody's
I don't,
arguing
no
with us
No one's
about,
arguing with us. We have come for her.
You know, I think that lemonade was just not artistic.
We have come for her acting ability. Yeah.
I wasn't talking about that. Let's keep it positive.
So, but Beanie said, but anyway, someone says, I think Kenny said, they're like, but if I was a girl, that would be a problem. And Kenny's like, yeah, but you're the ex-husband.
Yeah. That doesn't really count because, yeah, that, and he said, you know, and if somebody called me, he's like, there's no comparison. In fact, yeah, that wouldn't fly with me either. And I was like, yes!
So, Leandro basically says this all about his insecurities, but I understand the jealousy. But Leandro's like, if she tells me to back off, I will.
Finally, no, say that. That's what Leandro finally said. Y'all, we're talking about Benny and Ari. And Ari's saying, well, Benny asked. And finally, Leander, he said, it's up to Ari. Ari is the one I have the relationship with.
Silent as the dead, y'all.
Whole and that's
this
what
is what I, she does. She
that's what I wish Sean Robertson fight. Would have said, or somebody else would have said. Ari, what is it like for you knowing that you're doing this to your
she
fiance?
Is more than happy to help other people and comment on other people's responses. She lets other people fight it out, unless they're calling her out directly, and then she shuts down or walks off the set. So.
That was a missed opportunity.
Let's jump into this. And I want to ask you, what is up with the sisters? Are they – do you think they want to break Ari and their brother up?
I think they want – no, because they even Wish said, ultimately, I want the baby to be with his father and mother. But – I think what it is, they weren't wrong in what they were trying to do. They're trying to call out, I believed everything the sister said. I think they're trying to call out Ari's hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And they don't have the words to say, especially in their culture, women don't control men.
Yeah.
So they don't know how to say that, I don't think. But
what hypocrisy specifically were you think they were trying to call out?
I think the fact that I think that they're right about the whole nanny thing.
Interesting.
I think that probably this nanny, the reason I think they're right is because Benny never defended it. Even when Ari said in a very controlling way, Benny, tell them that you love this nanny. Tell them she's your best friend.
No, he's gonna do what his sisters want more than Ari.
But he's in America stuck.
But I'm saying he didn't really say anything either way.
But no, but I even when Ari tried to get him, like, call him out and say, he didn't even defend her then. He didn't defend what Ari was saying, and he didn't agree with his sisters.
What do you think the nanny said then?
I think when I watch this, I think there's truth, honestly, on both sides.
Right.
I think that the nanny probably was telling other people what Ari, that's what the sisters were saying, that she was, they say that she was, the nanny was spreading gossip about Benny and them. I think that probably, but I think though, I think that probably, I think.
I just don't think any of this was clear. I
agree. I think the sisters were trying to get Benny to potentially do something maybe to keep the baby in Ethiopia and get rid of Ari.
That's what I was asking. Yeah. I asked you if the sisters wanted to break them up.
But I think none of this was a yes. But it was, but no. But,
it's a long way around this.
Well, no, but the long way around meaning, like, I guess when I heard that break them up, it's all about the kid to them. It's about
That's what I'm saying.
And, but there's, this was all a big, long argument. And then Ari, things started to get real, and they started to try to call Ari on some stuff, and Ari was like, I'm leaving.
Right.
And she did what Ari does.
But my question is, she's saying, why the nanny feels like a red herring to me.
Agreed, though. Agreed.
I think the sisters want them done. They don't like her. They haven't from moment one.
No. Sorry, y'all. The neighbor's bowling balls upstairs.
they have decided that they have to have her, they have to tolerate her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you're a woman and you marry into a family and you really aren't part of the tribe, it's really hard to get in.
It's really hard. And they showed that clip that of Ari telling Benny that Wish told me that the other girl's in the house.
Yeah.
So, because Ari...
And I still... But I, my theory is she told them that and she made it even more than it was, even if it was that.
Because Ari takes things and puts it through her own interpreter.
And Wish knows that makes Ari angry. And
Ari said, you got upset. This, y'all, it's about money. And they're not saying it.
Yeah.
Wish asked.
That's totally right.
Wish said, I asked Ari if I could stay in the house. Y'all, but probably, because they live in a really nice house that Ari's parents fucking paid for. And probably, it's not only this party house, but Wish, they want to stay in this nice house. But that's weird of you're asking Ari, why wouldn't you ask your brother if you could stay in his house? Because he doesn't fucking own that house. It's Ari's parents. So they asked Ari, and Ari said no, because she's, again, it's like, I don't want people in my house. That's when I agree when Wish said, well, everybody else is in that house partying anyway. Why do you fucking care?
Yeah.
So I think what made him look bad, the sisters don't have these pure motives.
No.
They want to use Ari for what they can too.
But I feel like the sisters are trying to say, the sisters will never say, we don't want to break you and our brother up.
Because of the money, they're
going to be Ari's enemies. So I didn't think it was weird at all. That's why I was kind of like, I understood. Now, what I don't love Ari doing is like, you're pathetic, blah, 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 walking off the stage.
And saying that I'm never going to talk to you, you're not my family, I'm like.
And with Benny, it's like, yes, you are. They're your family now.
And Benny kind of, it's a misogynist, but I agree with Benny's saying, but he kind of said, well, they're just women. Well, that's a little
misogynist. It's like, I'm going to leave the problems to the women.
It's not that they're women, but it's that they probably do this, though, all the time. They fight, and then they get
back
together.
But he says it's the girls' problems. That's what he won't get involved. And that's...
Do you think that's the right way to go about that, or no?
No. Well, no. He has to say... with Ari, he's never going to win.
Words, mouth, you took it.
With Ari, he's never going to win. She has to be first, and everyone is after her.
Exactly.
And if the sisters are going to want to push that...
And the nanny is her best friend, because why?
Because the nanny agrees with her.
Because why?
Money.
She pays the nanny, and I bet you they pay the nanny really well.
Yeah.
And the nanny, of course, is going to... Guess what, y'all? If they weren't paying, I bet the nanny would say all this shit about Ari.
Well, And I do believe that the nanny probably said, you need to stay with him.
Yes.
Even that's why I'm saying I don't know why the sisters would make up the idea that the nanny was trying to break them up. That's what feels like a red herring for me.
That does feel like a red herring. I think that didn't make sense. Like, why?
And I don't know. And even if the nanny is gossiping, so what?
But
if it's true,
I think that sisters just want the nanny out of the picture.
Yeah. And why?
That way they want the nanny out of the picture, so that way they can get Benny to like break up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One less ally for her.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
So I just saw this. It's a lot of mush. It's just a lot of stuff. I there's a lot in this season for them that we still don't know. I still don't know why there was no footage of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity.
Of the party house.
It seems a little bit, y'all, like, I feel like, I don't know if it's because Ari's past mental history, the little bit that we know, and like, y'all, we've seen like the scars on her arm. We know that she's cut and stuff.
She's had some
harm. I don't know if TLC is treating her with kid gloves because of that, or if they're treating her with kids gloves because, y'all, Ari and Benny are ratings gold and people like watching them and talking
about
them.
But why would they be treating Benny with kid gloves?
But don't you feel like they're not, the producers aren't giving us the whole story on purpose?
Yep.
That it just feels not.
I think it's a lot more about money, like you said.
It feels like a finesse thing, and they're wanting to like squeeze more out of this storyline.
Well, I think also they're a commodity because they know they're going to be on 90 Day Fiancé. So we still have to, are they or aren't they kind of thing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think this season for them was really fucking messy.
Yeah.
And storytelling wise, their conduct wise. It's interesting because you say that because I don't know if they want to treat Ari with kid gloves because they brought it. They filmed the Leandro sequence when everyone was against her.
Yeah, I know, but that she already was used to that. Like they didn't. If they have footage of that party thing, I know people fucking film shit on their phone.
I know
that would be. That is the most perfect thing to show in the tell-all and have
it's
Ari react
really
to it
frustrating.
And say, Ari, what is it like for you seeing that? Come on.
It's really frustrating.
I know there's video.
And there was definitely documentary footage of it. They were all there with him.
They were all there.
Because how long was she in the U.S.? Like
2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
2 months.
So there
they didn't tell the crew to just leave 2 months when they've got to come back.
And there was stuff. They filmed him when he was
with
there.
His friends. So that's what I'm.
But they never filmed him in that house.
I don't get
in the
it.
Party house.
I'm angry about it.
Ellie and Victor, we do have Sean Robbins saying, "Well, I know there's love there."
Oh yeah, well, I know there's love there. She's got her little ending quotes.
So Ellie and Victor.
He's in the U.S. They
I don't have a ton to say about.
But
this.
It's not clear. Like
they have a K-1 visa.
So they are on the K-1. So he's there.
Which she, and the only reason y'all remember that she went down there is because of COVID.
So but here's, hear me out. He said, I'm here, but I'm planning not to be here for long. Are they going to be on 90 Day Fiancé? Because he's there.
He's saying he doesn't want to be.
But was he just saying that?
That's a good point.
But I mean, they can be on, usually on 90 Day Fiancé, they often, I could see them having two couples that we know and then having the rest new.
Yeah, but I.
Why would they not? They've already filmed them.
There's nothing
They know that they fight and they have combat. They know
that. But there's nothing in that what Victor has shown us that says that he wants to live in a city like Seattle.
I agree. But why wouldn't you, if you got over here and you want to get married anyway, why wouldn't you get married in the U.S.? So then you have both.
Yeah, but that the K-1 visa implies he's going to stay there.
That's true. I guess if they get married too, then it limits when and how.
Because he can't go back.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
I think he's going to be visiting for a while.
I guess it's not that hard where he's from to come and visit.
He's on the K-1 visa, and so the goal of the K-1 visa is marriage and citizenship.
Exactly. So if he's there,
staying in the country, yeah. Mm. I don't know. So, they can't go back to Providence because they're worried about that. And her friend Hiromi is there, who we love.
Yes.
Who told Ellie before she left, don't touch anything.
Don't touch
it. Like a 3-year-old.
So
my mother would say that. Not poodle. Japer, don't touch anything.
And so Sean said, do you think Ellie saw the red flags and chose to ignore them? And Hiromi goes, yes. She's just like very...
we all need this friend.
And so,
especially Ellie.
She's like, yeah, because he cheated. And Victor said, you know, am I the first person to ever cheat on anybody?
Who hasn't cheated?
Who's with me?
Who hasn't cheated?
Kenny just raises that hand up. He's like, me. I'm telling you, just co-host of the year.
Just the saltiest gay the panel. I
me,
love it.
Me, bitch.
Anyway.
Corey didn't raise his hand.
But boy. How bad did Victor come off right there?
He didn't come off there great.
Everyone on the stage was like, ooh. And even Ellie Sean was like.
And Ellie even said, which is true, she said, I feel like you're not taking responsibility for his actions.
Yep.
And then her and Hiromi kind of had this conversation right there. And she said, do you trust him?
Pause.
And she's Hiromi says, well, just the pause tells me. She's like, no, I was thinking. And this is something that kind of gave me hope about their relationship, because Ellie said, sorry, y'all, my nose itches. Ellie said, yeah, I trust him. He gets anger issue, and, you know, we're worried about that because he's had, like, a past with TV. But she said, and she just said it, and they kind of skipped over, but she said, but he's going to therapy. And I was went, whoa. You have a...
Did he say that? I thought he said she was talking to someone about it.
No, he's going to therapy for it.
Huh.
For a black man from a province in an island country to
go
to
therapy. Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's a big fucking deal. And the fact that he's doing that to me goes... Whoa, maybe he's really looking at trying. I was just impressed with that.
Yeah. And what was interesting is they talked about money and
they show that fight, y'all.
Yeah.
And Hiromi has not seen it. Remember, this was filmed in August. It's December now.
Yeah.
That fight happened in like November.
Yeah.
So this was not, y'all, they hadn't seen a lot of
now,
the season.
And I need to say, too.
She was like this, just shocked.
That Ellie's like, yeah, money, but talk about money really triggers him. And it's like,
and I don't know why.
And I don't really know why. And I went, really? You don't know?
That was so fucking clueless.
That's the privilege that Ellie walks around with.
You know, the thing that when she's, you spot it, you got it. I know I've been saying that a lot lately, but I'm seeing it. Because when she said, you're not taking responsibility for your own actions, I don't think Ellie does either.
No, not once. Like killing your husband.
Sheep.
Y'all, me and a bunch of armchair detectives are going to figure this one out.
But she does.
If she's ever on again, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Lord. I do feel like Ellie feels like because I pay everything, then I'm absolved from any responsibility.
Oh, yeah, she does.
And I'm like, come on, girl.
She is white privileged, dressed up. She's got a couple tattoos.
Emerald, in an emerald Wizard of Oz dress.
Yeah. But she
her makeup looked good.
She's like, oh no, I'll never give him any of my credit cards. Why would I do that? So.
And honestly, she's like, I think I've given him like $5,000.
That's it?
Thank you. Look, y'all, I know $5,000 is a lot of money. It is a lot of money.
But think about George and Anfisa.
Yeah, and think about other people. I was like, just $5,000?
Think about David. How much David gave...
Annie?
No. David from... gave to... What's her name?
David from...
Laura. Lana.
Oh, yeah. David and Lana. Well, he was an idiot.
Yeah.
We're about to do David and Annie on our Patreon.
Yeah, we are. Season 5. But not we're about to. Maybe 15 weeks down the line.
Oh, yeah, we're on episode. Sorry, I got confused where we are.
Yeah, you get confused a lot.
Anyways, he can call me cheap or whatever, but it's just, instead of saying, it triggers him and I don't know why, what if you said, it triggers him and I would want to say, well, Ellie, why do you imagine that he's triggered? What mm-hmm. what can you think of that would, why that would, she never makes that step.
I'm glad I'm
boring you.
Well,
y'all poodle just yawn.
Hiromi says, Well, here's the thing, Sean. She's always calling me. She's always very crying. She's upset about things that he said to her. And Kenny's like, you guys need to learn to fight correctly.
That is such a beautiful said this before, y'all. Talk to your significant other and
or
say...
Or he says fight right, which is... in That's not the adverb.
But. Y'all ask your significant other, how do you fight? What do you do when you get mad? When you're angry, how are you validated? How can you be heard? Ask those questions when you're in a good mood, mm-hmm. you're having a drink, or you just sucked each other off, whatever, or you're scissoring.
Maybe not then, because then...
you're just going, what makes you angry? Actually, that would turn you on.
A little
bit. Anyway, Kenny also says, like, Sean asked a little bit, like, who has finance stuff, and again, Kenny's like, I'm the budgeter. He has 40 things in his Amazon cart.
75.
He read him for filth on the air. Do you imagine how many cute little tchotchke things Armando has in his Amazon cart?
It's a good thing, Kenny.
Poor Kenny's like, another French bulldog statue. Jesus, Armando.
Another headband for Hannah. Really?
Does she really need another bow? You just cut her hair.
Basically, where was I?
We're kind of done with them. I don't have anything else for them.
And Binyam just opened a bank account.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You hear that? So there, because they combined their finances.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Queen Evelyn.
Serve Jesus.
Okay. Honestly, honest opinion. Do you believe any of this?
I was going to say, fake.
Where are my girls at?
They're fine.
Again, so y'all, my big thing with this is...
She's a good actress, though. I'll give her that.
She's a great actress. And why are we all of a sudden just acting like Evelyn's the fucking Mother Teresa?
I don't think she had seen the Jenny scene.
No, she hadn't. But why are the moderate? Why Sean Robertson? Why is...
It is interesting.
Everybody asking, like, when she fucking, like... raged at him and told him, get out of our house, we're done. Now, I never want to see you again.
That was not mentioned. They did mention
they acted like she was a fucking nun.
They did mention her being on a break.
But they never acted though. I just felt like they totally made Evelyn look like the saint.
And well, Corey did say I did get Evelyn a therapist. They're like, wow, I'm glad that you got her one.
Yeah.
Instead of you going to therapy together.
Y'all, we have Lipsy and Leslie, her sisters, and then Matt and...
They look great.
They look great. And then Matt and Taylor. Matt didn't look as hot.
He didn't.
And then he opened his mouth, y'all, and he got less hot.
Yeah.
Oof. Again, that's another person. Talk to me about, if you notice, talk about, like, he and... that's where I got kind of this idea of a lot of evangelical men, like when women can, when
they're like, you don't know anything.
When
about
a woman, a woman corrected something about them, they got so defensive. Oh, yeah. And the way that he and Corey both are blaming the women for this.
Oh, right.
That was the whole thing.
He blamed his sister-in-law. Yeah,
this episode did not make Mormon men look good. Again, it's not a representation of all Mormon men, but
No. They're basically talking about Matt and Taylor come on and they're saying, we don't really have a relationship with Evelyn.
No.
And Evelyn's like, they were never kind to me. They wouldn't speak to me when the parents weren't around.
Yeah.
I could kind of see.
Oh.
I think it is a two-way street. She was probably pretty quiet to them too.
I mean, we saw the video, y'all. She did not. She was not.
She was out of her element, and also she's not the queen of Ingabao when she's in Mill A,
and she
not even Mill B.
It's not even Mill. It's y'all. It's Mill dot A.
Not even dot. It's just Mill A.
Or Mill space A.
Yeah.
What a terrible name for a town. God.
Someone let me know if there's a Mill B.
Someone really fucked their cousin who named that town.
I'm sure there's a reason. Or there's not.
Well, yeah, it's just that's where Mill A is. They needed it to know, where do you go to the mill to get grain? Mill A. Mill B, we got your corn.
That was isolated. Do you remember when they were going to their house? It was just a pine forest.
It was just, it's the fucking boondocks. And so I do love it that Matt, they're talking about him eating the bull ball soup or whatever.
The girls, yeah, the
and
sisters.
Matt was like, yeah, that was a really immature way to do that. And Corey goes, thank you, brother.
But he was still laughing
and
about it.
And Matt then went, yeah, but it's really funny.
And what was interesting is I can't believe this. Corey said, I've been here 7 years and none of my family has ever visited me.
I agree.
That tells you something about his family.
So this wasn't talked about, but I just wonder. Now, look, y'all, this is 100% speculation. I don't know any of their family at all. But this is a white family living in the sticks. And their white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed son brings home a Latinx, dark-skinned girl with an accent. Is this like...
His mom was always kind to her.
That's true, but I wonder... But not the whole family. I'm not saying the whole family, but I'm wondering, like, why wouldn't you go 7 years?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're afraid to travel out of their own comfort zone. That's why.
Okay.
I don't think it's racism.
You never
especially,
know, though.
No, but I'm saying, especially from the mom and the dad. Because Evelyn, remember, was very upset, too. He's like, he loved
the mom and the dad,
too.
But I'm just saying that Polly Taylor over there with her fucking sweater and her little...
I'm, you just never know.
I don't want to make the assumption, but I'm
pushing
just,
back against that because I know people who are in the sticks and they're just afraid to go places
I
know, like that.
It's true. I agree with you. And maybe it's a bit of... But I'm just saying that it just... It makes you wonder. But I agree. Like, everybody where I'm from, a lot of people, they don't travel because it's scared of getting out of your...
They don't speak the language.
Yeah. Why would you want to go somewhere where you didn't speak a language? Where I'm like, I would love to go somewhere I don't speak the language.
No. You know, what it tells me is that they almost wrote Corey off.
But the only reason I say a little bit of if they're potentially racist is because why would they mistreat her when she came to their place when they were in their own comfort of their own home?
Yeah.
And they still mistreated Evelyn. It doesn't make sense. Why would they? I know she acted aloof, but to me, if you're this, especially if you really
have
this like Christian belief, you really would want to be nice to this person.
I agree, but my theory is it's more about she wasn't Mormon.
Ah, that too, yeah. So it's a lot of, I think there's a lot of layers to this of why, and we don't really, it's not a one thing.
Yeah. Hmm. I would say, though, the fact that no one from his family visited in 7 years tells you they wrote him off when he left.
I think that because I want to come back to you a little bit. Yeah, they're from a small town, but Mormon people believe in travel. They do it. They do missions. They send their kids off.
That is true.
So they have a different view than like people where we're from.
But this is not to evangelize. You travel to evangelize.
But no, I don't know really if it's all this small town. I think it's you nailed it. They just wrote him off.
They wrote him off.
I think probably more than any other reason, it's just that y'all, because don't forget, if you really watch the beginning seasons of this, y'all, Corey's a fucking deadbeat fuckboy.
Yep.
And he still is.
But you can't, I know his mother, that scene where they went back with his dad, the first thing, when Evelyn was kind of like, where it was more Corey-centered, the dad really did try to engage and talk
it's
with
true.
Her about
it. I think it's just more, though, but even his, I mean, it his also mother could probably be, won't go without no, his dad.
That's what I was thinking. It also could be that once the dad died, the family just fragmented.
Which happens to a lot of people.
Yep.
Happened to my dad's family
again,
when Grandma Hazel
we
died.
Don't know.
We don't know.
It is
But
strange.
That's the problem. We don't know. We're having to speculate a lot.
Yeah.
Because Sean or nobody ever asked why, because Taylor was like saying, Taylor's trying to say Corey flipped on me.
Right.
She said Corey acted nice to me.
Yeah, and this is weird because we don't know this dynamic. I'm like, who is this girl and why is it spelled Taylor?
I wondered when you were going to say that.
That's the Revenge of the Sith spelling.
Taylor.
The magnificent.
She looked fucking horrible.
Yeah.
In that black sweater. What kind of call? It was like a doily.
It was terrible.
Oh,
terrible.
Horrible.
Terrible. So, y'all.
But that's where you said Evelyn's the first to see. Because Corey says, well, you weren't the nicest to her. And I could see it. And I didn't appreciate that. And instead of Evelyn going, I'm so glad that he stood up for me. Evelyn says, see, he blames her and he blames me, right?
Yeah.
She just throws Corey under the fucking bus.
Well, that's normal for them.
I know.
But then, y'all, we think everything's going to be resolved. And then out of the wilderness comes, well, we can tell that, like, at least Corey's got Jenny.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Fucking Steven with a V.
Ugh.
And there, people are like, whoa, that's look, he's piling on.
Oh, for sure. And Corey said, dude, you're like the worst person. And Kenny's like, yeah.
And then they watch the Jenny clips. And the sisters are, of course, furious. And Evelyn's like, I about threw up. And the sisters say he's not a real man. And the only problem is, and he never said, do you have feelings for Jenny? And I'm going to sound like I'm defending Corey here, but I'm not. But what Corey was trying to do, and they're like, the producer said, do you have feelings for Jenny? Corey was trying to do a teaser and make it more interesting.
He was.
And that was so obvious.
He was trying to make a joke of it and be like.
He was, and because he would say, because he if he would have said absolutely not, it'd make him look like a complete asshole who only wanted to fuck Jenny.
Yes.
But he knew if he said anything, if he said yes, I do, that would, which I don't think is really true. He just wanted to fuck her, y'all.
He just wanted to fuck her.
Yeah.
Because y'all, he's a fuck boy. But he thought he was single.
He could not say that on air.
I still don't think Corey did anything wrong.
Especially when they were broken up.
I don't think he did one thing wrong.
That's why this is all, and a moot point, as people say. Well, it's a moot point.
I wanted someone to say that. You know, even Ari. God, I can't believe this.
I was going to say, I agree with a lot of what she said.
Even when Ari said to Evelyn, she was like, you know, I think you keep reminding him and saying of everything he's done wrong.
Like me.
I did that. And Evelyn says, yeah, but I keep finding out things. And I went, yeah, but you also keep reminding him always what he, because y'all, if you tell people they're a fuck up, guess what they're going to do? They're going to fuck up.
I still say they belong together.
For sure.
They're fine.
I think a lot of this is just fake.
Yep.
They're going to ride this train. Evelyn's going to have a baby.
Reluctantly.
She's not going to want to. Very reluctantly.
Evelyn
does say that this is a toxic relationship. She uses that word.
I think she's right. And I think she's actually being part of it.
I think she's part of the toxicity. I think she's more complicit than he is. Mm-hmm.
I think any relationship she had for a long time would be a toxic relationship.
For sure. I think she's got a lot of shit she needs to work out.
The
therapist even told her that.
So Sean does what we can all agree there's a lot of love here. A
lot of
even
love
if we
here.
Didn't solve anything today.
That's the tell-all, everybody.
And there's a little post thing where we're talking about Kenny and Steven. And Kenny just says to Steven, dude, if you want to...
He said, I know you love your life.
She's like, you got to cut this shit out.
You got to cut this shit out. You can do it.
And they hugged. Kenny's a great person.
He really is.
I would love to hang out with him. However, we'd have to end that night early because he needed to go be in bed by 9:30. He's never going to come on our show.
I will say, I need to be in bed by 9:30.
You're an old lady.
But I don't have the bags under my eyes. You do.
Yours. I can see your bags from here.
You know what? You and Armando can go party the night away, and Kenny and I will go cross-stitch and go to bed.
We'll be in the back doing Twinkie faces.
It's true. And we'll get up. Kenny and I will go on a hike on Runyon and have breakfast.
Enjoy that.
Anyway,
and basically that was it, y'all. Submit said I'd realized I couldn't come out about my marriage on TV, and then that's all we really got.
That's really it.
It was a messy tell all, but I liked it.
I liked it. It was a messy tell all. They're getting better. I think they're never gonna give us a 3-part tell all again.
A 3-part Zoom tell-all.
We're watching the first 3-part tell-all this season of our Happily Ever After season 2. That's what's so famous about that tell-all? We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen, y'all. That's why we do it. You can go to realitygaze.com. Hey, everybody, Linktree link if you want it tomorrow on Wednesday. If you want to get a pre-sale ticket, You need, again, we're going to say this again.
For our Patreon, though.
Yes, but for Patreon and Supercast Sissies, again, Patreon, you're going to get an email with probably, if you're listening to this, it's Tuesday, so you're going to get an email on Tuesday night, and our Supercast Sissies, we're going to drop an episode on Tuesday night, a very short two-minute episode where we talk about
the
code.
Give you the pre-sale code.
And it'll be in the show notes. Again, y'all, we could kind of do a little bit of finesse at this last LA show, but if we have, these houses are double the size we were at before, but if the show sells out, it sells out. So we love y'all, but if you weren't a part of the, hopefully it won't sell out with a Patreon, but we can't play fucking Carnegie Hall yet. We don't have 1,000 seats.
And I know some of you said, you can add a show. You don't realize how theaters are booked these
days.
This
time we're doing a tour. So like we can't add a show because we've got to be somewhere else because
Nashville
Poodle,
one day we got to be
Poodle in. Fucked that stage manager on our Friday night show.
And can't now, be there. I've been running out of town.
And he's got to tell his wife the next day that he's gay and he has HPV. So we got to leave.
Every town ends with pitchforks and torches and we're running at the airport.
So if it's worth it for you to join for $5 to get the tickets, we get it. If not, that's just the way it falls.
Yeah, I can't hear anymore. That we've given you these chances.
Please don't message us and say, I can't get a ticket. I sold out because we feel like shit and we can't do anything.
Yep.
So I just want to preface that. But we love it. But don't worry. We'll come see your city again in probably like a year.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We plan to do more tours. It's not the end.
Yes. All right, everybody. Again, remember, sharing is caring. Or what did we say? Give the gift of reality gay.
Give the gift of reality gay this
holiday season.
Tell your friends,
your family.
Tell your friends.
Your principal, your youth director.
Your homophobic aunt.
Yes. That preacher you got who you secretly think is gay. Tell him about our
Tell him about us. We'll bring him out.
We will bring him out. Oh, Poodle.
And if he's hot, give him my number.
We call these people lonely hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you're upset about your father wanting to have a baby. Ugh, a baby.
You know, if you're upset, you can fuck off. And then when you're done with that, you can what?
You can call us.
Call us.
We'll see you before the 90 strikes, before the season 90
yes.
season 5.
And we'll see you in Pacoima on tour.
Pacoima? I'm not going to Pacoima. San Bernardino.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.